All of you that are tuning in and that will be tuning in later and that will be watching it later, we give God praise and honor. Today is prayer and communion service. And so I'm going to give you a few minutes to kind of get yourself together in case you forgot. I didn't bring it up last week because I wasn't sure we were going to be here last week. You know, so that's why I didn't give you the reminder, but we're here. And so, again, remember, if you don't have the juice or the wine, you can always use water because God is truly the living water. And if you don't have the unleavened bread, you can always use bread, just regular bread. I ain't making no sandwich now, just a little piece of bread, you know, because this is because you now, if you're hungry, wait till after service and go eat. You know, because God is the living bread. Amen? Amen? Amen. All right. So while you're getting yourself together, amen, we thank God for our brand new Flores family. Amen. Amen. Give God. Amen. If you don't know what's going on, then that's okay. Those that know, praise God for the Flores family. Amen. We need to pray for Mother Brenda this morning. She made it to the church, and then something's going on in her body, and so Pastor Nicole has taken her to the hospital, so we need to pray for Mother Brenda, that the Lord's perfect will be done, and that whatever healing needs to take place, that it is done, and whatever needs to be adjusted, fixed, corrected, God said it is He that had made us, and not we ourselves, so we take it to God, because He is the one that had made us, and if it can be fixed, God is the only one, God truly is the one that can fix it, amen, and so we want to stretch out our hands, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for this morning, for this prayer. We give you praise. We magnify you. We're praying for Mother Brenda, Lord, that you would guide the hands of the doctors or nurses or whoever it is that will be taking care of her. Give her grace, favor, and mercy. Lift her up. Let your perfect will have its perfect way in her body, in her heart, in her mind. Let your perfect will be done. Healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. We accept nothing less than the perfection of God to enter into her mind and in her body. Lift her up, Father. Heal her in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, Lord, let your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray. And we pray. Amen. Amen. What was that for Sean and Dominique? What was because.
Okay, so she add me, Sean, to the prayer chain. My Achilles is on fire.
Oh, okay. Achilles. That's Achilles. Right around the ankle. And that's okay. Achilles and your family and your whole, all of you. You need to leave that soldier right there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray over Dominique and Sean. She's asking for prayer for her Achilles heel. Father, we understand that that is a hard place. We understand that that's a very painful area. Father, we're asking that you would give her relief and that you would fix it in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done. Touch her body, touch her feet, touch her ankle. Father, you know that they are soldiers in the army. You know, Lord, that they are working on the front line, on the battlefield. Father, you are able to heal and deliver. You are able to deliver whatever it is that they're dealing with. You are able to heal and deliver. And not just her that are dealing with that. For anyone that's dealing with those issues, we're asking that you would heal and deliver and lift up so that they will again overcome whatever the enemy tries to throw at them. Healing and deliverance for that house. And we're still praying for Brother Milton. I understand that he's getting better and better and better all the time. That is just like God. Healing, complete healing and complete deliverance. Give them comfort and strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. I saw Izzy. I was looking. I'm like, where's the big guy? Amen. Amen. So there's a couple things I want to go over. I ran across this. Someone gave this to me a few years ago, and I've hung on to it. I lost it. Oh, let the baby. We need that. Let people, because a house with no children is a dying house. And this is a very, this house is very much alive. So let that baby praise God the way he know how. Amen. All right. So now this is, and some of y'all probably heard this, and I'm gonna say it again. Everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. How many of y'all heard that before? What? Oh, this is yummy then. This is good. All right. So this is a story about four people named everybody. That's one person. Somebody, anybody, and nobody. Y'all follow me so far? No, you don't. That's cool. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Everybody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought that anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up everybody blamed somebody when nobody did it, when anybody could have done it.
Whoa.
Is that good? That's good, ain't it? And so the essence of that is, if you see something that needs to be done, don't wait for somebody else to do it.
Amen.
Just do it. If it's in your power to do it, then just do it. Instead of waiting on somebody else, oh, somebody will get it. How many of us have said somebody will get it? I dare you not to raise your hand. I double dog dare you. Somebody will do it. Come on, throw them up. Don't make me call you out. Everybody that says somebody will do it. And ended up nobody done it.
Yep.
And everybody upset because somebody should have did it. Right?
Yes.
Amen. So when God says, go into the highways and hedges and compel men to come unto me, somebody, anybody, everybody, somebody, anybody, and definitely not nobody should do it.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
All right, good. I thought that was cute, right? Amen. You want to copy that? Email me at s4ctroops@aol.com. Okay. So this is the last week's prayer list. Amen. This is last week's prayer list from the chat room that Asia sent me. And I wanted to help you to understand that these prayers are not just, you put them in the chat room and then we forget about it.
Right.
They're sent out, does your mom send them out Sunday, Asia, or Monday? Does she send out, she send between Sunday and Monday. So Asia sends them, and they're sent out to the for the week. And Maggie Mooley, DS2324,
A-E-I.
A-Leon. Say it real loud.
A-Leon.
Okay. Passionate for Yahshua, Sissy Brenda, come here. Read them names. Oh, no, not the, all we read. No, it's not names. It's just their handle. Well, that's CB. Their stage
username.
Name. Username. That stage name handle. Oh, my goodness. So Maggie, that one and that one.
Okay.
Yeah, and that passionate for Christ. And there you go.
Sissy, Briley, James and Janice, Carrie, Casey,
mm-hmm.
Her grandson, Jason. And then
A Living Foundation,
Jackie, S. Forbes, Troy, Dow 10K Rejoicing, Vicky.
Ooh, Vicky D. Yeah.
Church 1.
I.
Church I. Stephanie.
Church L. Church 1.
Kiri.
Okay.
Rosemary. Rican Opiman. Shawana. That's
amen.
It.
That's it. Thank you, Brenda, because they were getting all jumbled up while I was trying. Amen. We're praying. We're still praying. We're still praying for these people, those that are desiring and needing prayer. We're still praying for you and over you. Don't think that once you send it in, it's forgotten, because it's not forgotten. We are still praying and we're still looking for God for your healing and your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Amen. Before we go to the prayer request, HR, is anyone typing in? Asking for prayer in the chat rooms? They are? Okay. So, Pastor, you're going to have to, because Nikki took Mother Brenda to the hospital. And so you're going to have to stand in for Nikki. She should be, but we'll know. They left a few minutes ago. Okay. So you're going to have to get the chair. Amen. All right. So what we want to do now is we want to go ahead and we want to go for our communion. Amen. Amen. I'm sure all of you know, and if you don't know, let me remind you that the Bible says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come, talking about the communion. And the communion is an act of worship. It's an act of obedience. So the Bible says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. He says, answer me. You do show the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. And so normally when the communion is read, we start right around verse number 23. But I'm going to start at verse number 28 so that you'll understand that this is not just something that we do, but that this is very, very important. And it's important to God, because he wouldn't have instituted it if it wasn't, right? And he didn't say take it every day. He didn't say take it every week. He didn't say even take it every month. He just said, as often as you do take it, remember me when you do. Remember what it's for. And so we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 28. Poor Abigail is so cold. I'm so sorry. Amen. We got to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Why do you think he's saying that? Because a lot of people are doing this out of tradition. They're not doing it because this is what God commands. If your life is not lined up with God, if you know you're living in sin, if you know you're disobedient to God, why are you taking this? You need to understand, you cannot. This is commanded by God. This is an holy act of God. Do not take this if you know your life is in a mess. This is a perfect time to ask for forgiveness and to get it right with God. Perfect time. Perfect time. So everyone, the Bible says everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat and before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. If you're eating and drinking this, not acknowledging who Christ is, or not understanding how important your life is and the way you live and your relationship with God is, before taking this, you can be eating and drinking damnation unto yourself. Sometimes people don't understand why they are always sick. Well, I always go to church. I always pray. I always take communion. Yeah, but what do you do in between that? And so they're not examining themselves to see if they are in a repentive state. God knows we're not going to be perfect. He made us. He knew we weren't perfect. But he needs us to stay in a state of repentance. If the Holy Spirit moves you to repent, to remind you of something that you did, you need to take care of that immediately. That's not something you can put off for somebody else or put off for later. That's something you need to do now, because the Bible says tomorrow is not promised. I'll take care of it tomorrow. You don't know you're going to be here tomorrow. Amen. I'll do it later. How do you know there's a later for you? Amen. Amen. And so people need to understand that whenever something's going on in their life and the Holy Spirit reminds them or reveals it to them, they need to take care of that right now. Amen. Amen. That is why among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep, have died. That's what he means when he says fallen asleep. A lot of people have died. They don't. And again, because the pastors and the ministers are not teaching the Bible correctly, that their money coming. This ain't got nothing to do with your money. This is about your eternal salvation. Amen. And if they're trying to pimp you for money, then you need to leave that church. Amen. 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 Yes. All right. That is why many are sick of money. But if we are more discerning with regards to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. But if you follow the scriptures and the commandments of God, and you are examining yourself, don't stop trying to see. You're not the religious police. What's the other word? It's not your job to make sure that everybody else is doing right. You look on knee pads, peeking through windows, trying to see what other people are doing. That's not your business. Your job is to make sure that you're right. And if the Lord reveals to you that one of your brothers or sisters are standing outside of the will of God, are in danger of standing outside the will of God, then it's your job to go to them with love and try to bring them back into relationship or correction with God. That's your job. Your job is not to find out what so-and-so doing so I can spread the news so everybody can pray. You demon, you need to be on the altar yourself. That's not your job to see what other people are doing. Your job is to make sure you're doing it right.
Amen.
And if the Lord reveals to those that he chooses that things need to be corrected in your walk, then you will do it in love and kindness through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how that works. Can I get an amen, somebody? Do you all agree?
Yes.
Amen. All right. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are bringing discipline. Oh, we are being disciplined so that he will not, so that, all right, let me start over. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. When the Lord reveals to you that you need to be, that your life is not where it should be, that your walk is a little crooked, that things need to be straightened out. When the Lord reveals these things to you, and when he disciplines you for your walk not being the way it should be, it's to correct you so that you don't die in your sins and fall into hell. If the Lord is correcting you, if the Lord is disciplining you, if the Lord is not guilt, because the Lord chastising, if he is reminding you, I forgot the word that we use, if he's reminding you that things aren't right, you need to get that straight. Don't wait until tomorrow. If you know you don't have a relationship with God, tomorrow's not a good time for you. Today is a good time for you. Because the Bible says tomorrow is not promised. So I said all that to say this. If your life is not in order with God and you don't plan on getting it in order, then you don't need to be taking this. Because you could end up on the other side. Right? If your life is not right, if you smoking crack and you shacking up with somebody, this is not for you. Amen. Amen. You know, if you out on a beer run, you know, and this is not for you today. You need to get that stuff straight before you do this. Okay? Y'all follow me, am I right?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians 11:23. This is where we start. Let's see. Pastor, you're going to have to pick a couple people to help you with the communion.
Okay.
The Bible, 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." That's not a suggestion. That's a commitment. And ask God to reveal unto you anything that is not pleasing to him about you. We know we're not perfect. We know we do not walk in perfection. We understand that we are still here. And God understands that, which is why he allows us an opportunity to repent and to get it right before we do it, so that you are not eating and drinking damnation unto yourself. So right now is a good time to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, if there is anything in my life that is not like you, if there is anything in my life that does not please you, forgive me in the name of Jesus, so that I will not walk in sin, so that I will not live in sin, so that I will not die in sin. Lift me up from wherever I am and place me where you want me to be. For I am your child and your creation. Forgive me in Jesus' name. Amen. If you do that right now, you can take communion right now. If you know you're in sin and you don't pray some kind of prayer of repentance and you take this, you are in danger of judgment and the hellfire. That's in your Bible. Okay, so follow me, Abigail. I'm going to come over here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, amen. Now do me a favor. Bring it over here to the table. Yeah, because sometimes my hand gets shaking and I need another cup. Amen. Okay, so turn me over this way. Okay.
We need a couple minutes to bring the kids over.
Oh, say it again, baby.
We need a couple minutes.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Amen. So, Reuben, let me pray with you right now. May I do that? Come on, Reuben. And not John. Frank.
David.
David. I got to it eventually. David, come here. Yes, sir. Please, you can put it right here. Jared, is that the name of the fellow that I'm supposed to send stuff to? Is it Jared?
Title.
Okay, start with a J, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, all right. So, two UPS packages should be there either Tuesday, because everything's closed on Wednesday, or Thursday. Okay. But I sent them out UPS yesterday, so they'll be there. Amen. Now, you stand behind. Kisanamia. La la tushamia. Wash your hands in here, son. There you go. Wash your hands in here. Because, and why do you do that, Pastor Ben? Because we are doing this for the purpose of the living God.
Amen.
And we want to honor him. And so we wash and make ourselves clean. Pastor Drea, can I get you to put a little oil in all three of our hands? Just a little dab. Got you working overtime today. Thank you, Jesus. That's good. And rub your hands together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, means continues to believe, they shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Have you given your life to Christ so he can lead you, guide you, and protect you?
Yes.
Have you decided that God is your choice?
Yes.
Have you asked the Lord to come into your heart and be the king over your temple?
Yes.
Are you aware that you are not perfect?
Yes.
Are you aware that you are going to make mistakes along the way?
Yes.
Are you also aware that if you give it to God, God will protect you and heal you, and God will fight your battles for you? Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Do you know that this is the beginning of your battle, but the end of it is spectacular, because you get to live with Christ forever in the kingdom of God? He's not asking you to walk in perfection. He's just asking you to stay in the walk.
Yes.
That's all he's asking. He said, and I'll take care of the rest. I just need you to show up and be there. He said, I'll pick you up when you're down. I'll lift you. I'll touch your heart and your mind. I'll cleanse you. I'll be everything to you. Just talk to me and we'll make this together. Because this is a relationship. This is not religion. This is a marriage. This is a relationship. And he is your God, and you are his child. Welcome to the kingdom of the Most High God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. Oh, put your hands on his shoulders, David. We bless you for Reuben. We bless you for his desire to serve you and to want to live his life for you. We understand that we are not perfect in this flesh, but we have you to keep us. And the Holy Spirit living inside of Reuben to guide and protect him. Teach him who you are. Teach him how to love you. Teach him and prepare him for the kingdom. Forgive him of any sin and unrighteousness, that he will be a light in a dark place. Not just him, Lord, but bless his family, his loved ones, and his friends. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome to the family, Reuben. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Those babies get that communion yet? Oh, don't forget your communion, Reuben. Those babies get that communion. Did you get your communion yet? Did they give you one? What? They didn't give you one? Oh, man. Okay. I need all the children to stand right here. All the children to stand right here. Asia, did you get yours? Did you get your communion? Okay. Come on, babe. Come on. Oh, Oh, amen. Where's it? Oh, there we go. All right, good.
He doesn't have his own.
Who doesn't have any? That's okay. I'm going to put Aiden. That's okay. All righty. Amen. There's the soldier. Amen. Good morning, Aiden. Come on up here. And you stand right there. Okay, babies, y'all look at me. Okay, I'm going to do the children first because they don't understand what I'm going to say to you. So just give you a minute. Oh, bring him up here. Why are you all back there? You stand right here, Mama, with the baby. There we go. Okay. Now, y'all look after me. Okay, so now listen. Do you know what this is? It's juice. It's juice. But we're doing this because we're remembering Jesus Christ when he came and he died on the cross for us. Okay? And so when we drink this juice and we eat that cracker, we're saying that, Lord, we remember you and how your blood, how you was pierced in the side, and how your blood, how your body was, and what you went through with your body because of us. And that's what it means, okay? So this is what I want you to do. Take your juice. No, y'all hold it right here. Okay, everyone. You ready? Okay. This is the body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Amen. So we're going to take the bread. Ah, baby, amen. I'm sorry. I was trying to get it. I was. Just give me another one. Another juice. Yeah. I'll take this one. Amen. But I need another juice. There we go.
Can we hold it?
Yeah.
We're
going to take it all at the same time. I'm sorry I didn't make that clear. I'm sorry. I wanted them to be a part of it and not just separate. Amen. That's what I wanted. Amen. David said amen. I love that. Amen. So this is my my cracker. This is representing the body of Christ, remembering what his body went through for our sake, remembering how they beat him to the point where he was unrecognizable, how they beat him and they snatched the beard off his face. And this is what this represents. We need to remember that there was a purpose that he did this. Let us raise our bread together and let us eat. And in the same manner, he took the cup, saying, after supper, take cup. He took the cup, saying, this cup is the New Testament, or the new promise, or the new contract. This is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. So, oh, thank you, baby. Thank you. I think I'm going to get it. I'm on. Amen. His blood was shed for our sins. Without the shedding of his blood, none of us would be here. And we take time to make sure that people understand why we're doing this, because it's very important. Amen. This represents the blood that he shed for us, that we would have life. Let us raise our cups and drink together. And if you read on in the scriptures, the Bible says, drink it all, babies. He said, and the rest I'll set in order when I come. Amen? All right. Amen. God bless you. Now we're going to get into the prayer. All right, you guys. Let's get into some prayer. You guys can go back where you were. Amen. Hallelujah. How we doing?
We're good.
We're good? Okay. Amen. Got all that done. Praise the Lord. All right. So who is the first prayer that we're praying, Pastor Drea? Hallelujah. Ooh, he almost as big as you, girl. Amen. For those of you that, if there's anyone in that will be listening to this that wants to repent and give their life to Christ or back to Christ, we're going to pray with you right now. If you are in sin and you want to give your life to Christ or give your life back to Christ, we're going to pray for you right now. Whether you are listening live, whether you will be listening later on, or whether whatever the case is, I need you, whenever you hear this, that you stretch your hand out just like I am and repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus. You are God Almighty. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. Forgive me of all my sins, all my unrighteousness. Forgive me for walking in darkness. I repent of my sins. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be in darkness. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be in hell. Forgive me of all of my sins and turn my life around so that I will be a light in this dark place, and I will have everlasting life with you. In Jesus' name, amen. When you do that, it's done. When you do that, it's done. It's done. When you say that prayer or any prayer like that in the name of Jesus, and you're saying it with a repentive heart, it's done. It's that simple. And you walk in Christ just like that. Amen. That's all you need to do. Listen, don't let the enemy make you think I've got to change before I give my life to God. You are never going to be able to change to the point where you give your life to God. You can't. There's nothing. You can't fix you.
Amen.
You cannot fix you. The problem that you have takes the expert. It takes the Creator. You can't do it, because if you could have fixed you, you wouldn't be in the prayer line.
Amen.
You can't fix you. And you don't say, I'll wait until this happens and I'll wait till that happens, because the enemy will make sure that never happens. Don't wait until things change and then I'll get it right. Today, the Bible said, the day you hear my voice. Anybody know the rest of that? Harden not your heart. Don't listen. Don't hear this and decide, I'm just not going to do that. No, I don't want that. I'm not ready for that right now. No, I'm not going to do that. That's hardening your heart. You're turning away from God. That's not what God wants you to do. The Bible says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Another scripture says, tomorrow's not promised. So if you put the two of them together, you have a message. Don't harden your heart. You don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. And if you, whatever state you die in, that will dictate where you live eternity.
Amen.
So if you die unrepentant, you go to hell. If you are still working on the building, but I'm still repenting as I go, welcome to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
It's that simple.
Amen.
Well, you got to be perfect to get to heaven. If that was the case, nobody would be there.
Amen.
Nobody would go. I know I wouldn't go. I can't speak for you, but I wouldn't be going. God provided a way for us to make it in. Repentance and obedience will get you in.
Yes,
repentance and obedience will get you into the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's have some prayer, Mama. Pastor.
That's my mama. Let's start with Sean. Did you get?
We did already. When I prayed for Mother Brenda, we prayed for Sean.
Pray for Brenda.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Timothy Stewart has a pinched nerve, and he's asking for healing in his neck.
Amen.
Amen.
Timothy Stewart. Amen. And anyone else that are dealing with the same things that Timothy are dealing with, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I understand that you know everything about this body that you made. You know every neuron, you know every cell, you know how we operate, you know everything about everything. You know what causes, what heals, you know everything about this, everything. So, Father, a pinched nerve to you is nothing.
Amen.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
It's nothing. If you can heal cancer,
yes,
a pinched nerve is nothing.
Hallelujah.
If you can raise up people from the dead, a pinched nerve is nothing. If you can save me from sin, a pinched nerve is nothing.
Yes.
We're praying healing and deliverance over Timothy and all those that are dealing with those things like that. Healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance. Listen, if you need a healing, if you know you need healing, You can stretch your hand for. Listen, you don't have to have me to pray the prayer. If you are a believer in the Most High God, if you're walking by faith and not by sight, you can pray the same prayer. Yes. He will hear you just like he hear me.
Yes.
You can stretch your hand forth in the name of Jesus and command healing over your body. Father, whatever is necessary to heal my body, I command healing in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Whatever is necessary to put my body back in check, I command it in the name of Jesus. For by the blood of God, we are redeemed. We are healed. We are saved. The blood of God covers everything.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Spiritually and physically, the blood of Jesus covers it all.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus, it covers it all. When Jesus died on the cross, he died for everything that we would ever need.
Yes.
He died for everything that we would ever need, whether it's in this flesh, in this world, or in the spirit realm. He died for it all. So there is nothing that we cannot take to our God and that God will not know how to deal with.
Amen,
amen somebody. There's no problem. There's no situation. There's nothing that God cannot, he has not already overcome. Whatever you're dealing with, God has already overcome that.
Amen.
All you need to do is take it to God.
Amen.
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 I feel a little jump going on right now.
Yeah.
Amen. I feel a little something happening up in here. All right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. These next couple of prayers, we need a little something.
Yeah, a little something. Let's do it.
So I'm going to say Ron
has
a son. Who's been estranged for 5 years, is breaking his heart, asking for a family to be restored.
Amen. I understand that. I had a son, my son and I, we recently got back together. He's, what year is this? Let's see, 34. He's 30-something, 8, 6, 7, 9, one of those. We have been apart for 10, 15, 20 years. And the Lord sent him back to me.
Amen.
And we are like this now.
Hallelujah.
So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
I didn't know that that would ever happen in my lifetime.
Thank you, Lord.
I just, that was one of those things that I was asking God for that I knew he could. I just didn't know if it was his will.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Because I know he can do everything, so I ask him for everything.
Yeah.
Anything I need, anything I desire, I take it to God. I don't take it to anybody but God, because I know he can. Now, if that's his will for my life, we'll see.
Amen.
But I know that he can. And if he doesn't do it, it's not because he can't do it.
Yeah.
It's because he chose not to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And God knows better for me than I know for me.
Yes.
And so if God says, this is not what you need, I'm like, I'm cool, Lord.
Amen.
I don't want it. If God says, I want you to have this, 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 I'm like, yeah, boy, let's go, Lord. Let's do this. Either way it go, I'm good.
Amen.
I just ask the Lord to fix my mind so I will understand.
Mm.
And I'll walk in faith. Because, you know, we're humanity.
Yes.
We can't understand the fullness of God. We can't understand God. And so you might have to ask the Lord, Lord, even though I don't understand why this is your choice, if it's your will, help me to understand.
Yes.
Help me wrap my mind around your will, because all I want to do is his will.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And the flesh is not interested in God's will.
Right.
So I need the Lord to stomp the flesh and work with my mind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Did I pray?
Amen.
Did I? No? Okay. What am I praying for? I'm sorry, read that again. Oh, for his son. Amen. Reconciliation. Ryan, you wait till you get Ryan over there busting up. Ryan, that's okay. You wait till you get up here. We'll see what you remember. Amen. 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 Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every parent that wants to reconcile with their child, for every child that wants to reconcile with their parent, for every family member, and I dare say even some friends that want to reconcile, come back together. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. Not just this family, but every family that's dealing with separation, every family that's dealing with heartbreak, every family that's dealing with somebody that's missing out of their lives. You are able to move them closer together in the name of Jesus, no matter what the situation is, no matter what it is, you're able to send that child or that parent, that loved one back home.
Yes.
You are able to do, I've seen it done. It happened to me. I know you can. I'm a witness that you are able to reunite families. You are able to bring families together, households together, husbands and wives, children separated at birth. You are able to do it.
Lord,
I'm a witness, God. You did it for me, and you can do it for them.
Amen. Lord, hallelujah.
Let your perfect will be done.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Ah, Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit enter into those atmospheres, cleansing the house, cleansing the room. Forgiveness.
Yes.
Forgiveness.
Thank you, Lord.
Forgiveness. You have to forgive. The Bible did not tell us we had to forget.
Mm-hmm.
He told us we had to forgive. He knows that we are unable to just forget. God is the only one that has the ability to cast it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to arise. God is the only one that can actually forget.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay? But we all have the ability to forgive.
Amen.
You can forgive. And then God can work on that mind. Sometimes distance helps the healing.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes silence for a little while helps the healing.
Yes.
Amen. And God will, it's kind of like other things happen to your life and just keeps pushing it further and further back until it's no longer relevant.
Yes.
And so even when it does come up before you again, it's like, it's not as big as it was.
Right.
It's not a bigger deal as it used to be.
Yeah.
I can forgive you much easier because it's not a big deal anymore.
Amen.
Y'all understand how it's like it gets less and less important.
Yes. Amen.
Until one day you are able to talk to somebody else about what you went through and how God blessed you to forgive them.
Amen.
And now you can walk together in forgiveness. Because sometimes people believe, if you haven't forgiven me, why am I coming back? It's going to be the same thing it was. Nothing's changed. You haven't forgiven me yet.
Yes.
But if you ask God to help you with forgiveness is the biggest thing ever. Because Christ died and forgave us all. And unless you forgive, you cannot be forgiven.
Amen.
It's in the scripture. If you don't forgive, you cannot be forgiven.
Amen.
You cannot walk in unforgiveness, because unforgiveness is a sneeze away from hate.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot walk in unforgiveness. If I have to move across country so that I can forgive you, I got to do what I got to do, because I cannot walk in unforgiveness.
Yes. Amen.
It was easy for me to forgive some people that wronged me in my past life. I moved across country. And as time separated, and as time went on, I can walk up to them now and say, "Hey, you need some money? I got $5 here."
Mm-hmm.
It's easy for me to be in your presence now, mm-hmm. because I was able to forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't forgive, you cannot be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. I don't care how saved you say you are. If you cannot forgive, you cannot be forgiven. And all your life, in God's sight, was for nothing.
Yes. Yes.
If you die and go to hell, what good was your life for you? It may have helped other people during your walk, but it didn't help you.
Mm.
You in hell.
Yeah. Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, Brenda, does that make sense?
Yeah.
What good is all your scripture reading, church going, communion taking, singing in the choir, if you die and go to hell? What good was all that? Now, it was good for the church, but it didn't do you any good. Because you wound up in hell. Y'all follow me?
Yes, amen.
Forgiveness is everything.
Amen.
If you don't have forgiveness, stop what you're doing.
Because
it ain't going to help you at all.
Amen.
I remember when we first started church, Pastor Sandy said, when we took our first offering, first one, he said, "Now hold up before you give your offering." He said, "Because if you're still in your sin, you giving us an offering ain't going to help you at all.
Mm.
So keep your money."
Amen.
That's what he told him. He said, if you're walking in sin, and you think you're going to buy your way out with an offering,
mm-hmm.
he said, keep your money. How many churches tell you to keep your money? And that's been our philosophy. That's been us ever since. You're not going to use us to try to buy your way in hell. We are not Catholic. You are not buying your way into anything here.
Amen.
Amen. You are, your money is not going to get you into heaven, and we're not going to tell you you're going.
Yes.
If you're walking in your sin, keep your bucks. You're going to need them a lot more than us.
Amen.
Amen. All right, what you got, Mom? Amen. Pastor.
Amen. So this is a tough one. Christina has a friend named John who had a fiance who was pregnant that passed away with an epileptic seizure.
Oh, so, epileptic seizure.
Yes.
Did the baby survive? They don't say.
The baby died 2 days afterwards.
Oh, boy.
Now the biological father and older children have decided to pursue his child and remove from John's home. The boy lives in John's home for 4 years. I guess the older sibling.
Yeah.
And he's still reeling emotional for all that has happened.
My goodness.
Praying for mental stability for John.
Yes,
and the
yes.
The welfare of his older.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, John. I'm so sorry, and I'm so sorry for the situation.
Yes.
If that person was a believer, they're in heaven. They're with God if that person was a believer. But I am sorry for the situation and what you have to deal with and what the children and the siblings have to deal with. My heart goes out to you. So let us pray for them, and not just them, but people that are dealing with similar situations like that. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for the child and for the siblings and for the one that's praying for the comfort and the mental peace. Father, what they're dealing with is incredible. What they're dealing with is a lot.
Yes.
And Father, stacked on top of the things that are already going on and stacked on top of just being in this realm, dealing with life as a whole, it's a lot. And Father, we don't want them to fall away or die in their sins or give up on you or lose their faith. We're asking, Father, that you would restore them and those that are dealing with situations like them. Restore them. Give them strength. Help them to understand that this is not the end, but if they do it right, they'll be with them again. And this time, nothing will take them away. Father, help them in this atmosphere, in their endeavors. Help them to deal with the problem of loss and to deal with the problem of mental tiredness. Help them, Lord, to deal with what they must deal with. Help them to understand that they cannot do this without you. And we thank them, and we thank you for having them to ask us to pray with them in this situation during this time. Father God, we just pray blessings over all of them, that entire family and families like that. In Jesus' name, amen. Is there any more prayers, Pastor?
No, I'm just looking over the prayers right now. There's a number of prayers for healing.
Mm-hmm.
We have Lisa asking for a healed heart.
Oh,
Lucille asking for, that has been COVID for 2 weeks and at home with oxygen. Sharon praying for Robert, who's diagnosed with stage 3 liver cancer.
Mm.
Andrew's family and Marie, they both have painful cancer and dealing with a lot.
Yes.
Robert praying for the right hip and knee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a ton of healing.
Yes.
Janet praying for healing. She fell down the stairs and has pain in her upper arm and elbow, bruise and back from falling.
Yes, yes.
Handel, who's is Delta One. Rejoicing, overcoming pornography.
Oh, praise Amen. God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we just wanted to thank Pastor Ben for the prayers.
That's
amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Father, all these people that are asking for prayer,
Jesus,
healing and deliverance.
Yes.
My sister texted me this morning in Florida. She said her pastor has COVID, and I told her that we would be praying for them, my sister Helen. So we want to pray for all the people.
Yes.
I want to lay hands on you.
Yes.
As you hold.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm just going to add a couple.
Please and thank you.
There's also a healing for Parkinson's from Felipe Jr. 33.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa's friend lost a child in 2009 and just hasn't been the same. She's struck with grief and she's going to drinking instead of our Lord. So we just want to pray over that situation. And then there's Polisky praying that his friend gets saved and know Jesus.
Yes,
I just think that was good, and that was the end of it.
Yes,
so I just wanted to make sure we included that as we
thank you, Pastor.
Put our hands
thank you
on the prayer list.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Anytime you can overcome.
Yes.
That's a blessing.
Yes,
that's a
Lord.
That's to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
That's a blessing.
Thank you,
Jesus. The daughter that lost a child in 2009.
Jesus.
Amen. And still grieving. I've never lost a child like that. I believe I get it. It's hard to get over the loss of a loved one, period.
Yes, Lord.
But I can imagine it is crazy to try to get over a loved one that you've carried and that you never got to embrace, you never got to hold, you never got to speak to or feed, or you know, and that's a big deal. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And the person that's gone to drinking instead of our Lord and falling down. Oh my God. God has every answer to every problem. I know that might sound impossible to you, but it is not impossible for God. God has an answer for every single problem. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you go through, and it might even feel like there is no answer to this problem, you have not taken it to God. Because if you knew what God was capable of doing, you would not say that. I'm trying to tell you, God has a solution. Well, how is God going to bring my child back? He may not bring your child back to you. He may want to send you to the child.
Amen.
If you get your life right, if you focus on God instead of this life, God will take you and bring you and the child together. Amen. God can't bring my child back. Actually, he can, but that's not the point. Whether he brings the child back or he takes you to the child, what's the difference?
Amen.
Amen. Do y'all understand?
Amen.
God, what I'm trying to say is this. God is able.
Yes.
And you have to give it to God, because there is no answer under heaven that can fix what you're going through.
Amen.
The only answer is in heaven, which is God. Amen. You must. Y'all sit down back there. And I don't want to say anything to anybody else. Stay back there and sit down.
You
have to take it to God. If you don't take it to God, the enemy will contaminate your thoughts. He will contaminate your heart. God, he will contaminate your thoughts. He will poison your walk, and you will not be able to be the Christian, the believer that God has called you to be.
Amen.
But I know it hurts. I know it hurts. But you have got to take it to God. Well, what can God do? You'll find out when you take it to God.
Amen.
How is God going to do this? You'll find out after you give it to God. And once you give it to God, leave it with God. Don't give it to God and then give him instructions on how to do it. He don't need your help. He needs your obedience.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And for those that need healing for their bodies,
thank you, Lord.
God heals cancer. We are witnesses here at this church.
Hallelujah.
God heals cancer.
Yes.
Cancer ain't nothing but a thing for God.
Jesus.
God heals cancer up in here.
Yes.
God heals. God delivers.
Yes.
God is the conqueror.
Hallelujah.
And if you want to conquer, you need to be in God, because he is the conqueror.
Yes.
And he, matter of fact, he told us we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
You are more than a conqueror. You're not just going to be delivered, but you're going to be delivered by the hands of God.
Hallelujah.
You're not just going to be healed, but you're going to be healed by the hands of God.
Yes.
Your belief, your faith, your obedience to God, you're going to be healed and lifted up by God. You are more than just conquerors.
Amen.
Healing is just a part of your blessing.
Amen.
It's greater than that.
Yes.
Deliverance is just a part of your blessing. It's greater than that.
Yes.
It's greater than that. Whatever you can ask God for, what he gives you is much greater.
Amen.
than what you've asked him for. Because for one thing, it came from heaven.
Amen.
And anything that came from heaven has got to be the bomb.
Amen.
Amen. You've got to learn. You got to give it to God. Yes. We're praying for healing and deliverance for every believer. We're praying for healing and deliverance for every person that calls on the name of Jesus. Yes. We call on healing and deliverance for every person that says yes to God. We're praying for healing and deliverance for every person that has repented and has given their lives to God or given their lives back to God. We're praying for those that have suffered loss, that the Lord will heal the minds and that the Lord will bring them back to where they will be in his great, amazing hands.
Amen.
Because we need to be in the hands of God. You cannot handle this on your own. You must take it to God.
Amen.
Father God, every person that sent a prayer request through this chat room or that sending requests now or just desire healing or deliverance or whatever their request is, let it be made known to the kingdom of God. Let your perfect will be done. If it is healing, Lord, heal. If it is deliverance, deliver. If they need to conquer something, let them conquer it. Whatever is necessary, let it be. Those that are giving their lives back to Christ, those that desire to walk in Christ, those that are faithful to Christ, let your perfect will be done. We pray, Lord, over every person that participated in the communion, in the prayer. We pray that you will lift up the saints, and we know one day soon that you are coming for our rescue. We know one day soon you will rescue us, and it will be over for us, and we will forever be in the presence of the Most High God. We will gather in the cloud, and we will shout in the heavens, and we will forever be in the arms of God. And I know my testimony, I know that's my testimony, that my life will be of such where God will scoop me up and I will forever be among the stars.
Amen.
We praise God for every person that was with us, that will be with us later. We praise God for all those that have sent in your text. Asia will send me a copy of those chat room prayer requests, and we and the prayer team will be praying over that. And God willing, we'll see you next Sunday. If we'll see you in the crowd or in the cloud.
Amen.
All right. Claudia!